probably been hearing the buzz of chainsaws around your neighborhood, and you might have noticed the big service trucks with flashing yellow lights on the streets and highways of Northeast Texas. It's been over 72 hours since the ice storm hit the region Friday morning, but Northeast Texas hasn't quite recovered. Electrical service crews, many from out of state, have been a common sight since the weekend. Workers have been laboring around the clock to restore electrical service to those who've been without power since Friday morning. In Northeast Texas, Lamar County got the worst of it. This afternoon, the electricity provider Oncor released a statement. It said that most of the 5,000 customers in the Paris area who remained without power this morning should have their electricity back before Tuesday. At the height of the storm, the number of households and businesses in North and Northeast Texas without electricity numbered in the hundreds of thousands. The storm didn't affect travel in Northeast Texas as significantly as it did in the Dallas-Fort Worth Metroplex. Some roadways in Northeast Texas were made hazardous due to ice accumulations, but other thoroughfares remained minimally impacted. Power lines absorbed most of the damage, as did trees. Across the region, trees bowed and buckled under the weight of heavy ice accumulations. In some cases, people waiting out the storm Friday morning were startled by the crash of a big branch or tree trunk. Jesse Van of Commerce was one of many who found the mayhem had reached his front yard when he discovered a large tree had crashed to the ground just outside his front door.
Me and my wife, we was watching TV, and we heard the tree just go crack. And we got out, and that tree, it had just cracked right in half, and the other side came through, it just cracked. And we've been hearing trees crack all around us. They've just been breaking in half.
Some unlucky Northeast Texas residents had their homes or vehicles severely damaged by falling branches or trees. Fortunately for Mr. Van, the tree that crashed at his home only claimed one victim.
My barbecue grill, and hopefully it's still good.
For those residents who lost electricity, a few might have to wait longer to have power restored. Oncor says that buildings with damage to their meter base will need to be serviced by an electrician. The meter base is the box that surrounds the electrical meter of a home or business. Once repairs are complete, Oncor says the building's owner will need to contact their city's local inspection office before Oncor can safely restore service. For KETR News, this is Mark Haslett.